It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So I'm living in a home and I want to kind of figure out what I could do to the property to fix it up, maybe to get it ready for sale or also to enjoy, you know, that work that I needed done. What is the top return on an investment of that kind?
Sure. Well, according to the Appraisal Institute research, they find that you want to do smaller projects. For example, a limited kitchen redo. You don't want to rip out all the cabinets and new appliances. That's a big project, big undertaking. And especially if you're doing it to sell it, you might not even be picking the right kind of kitchen for what a buyer may want.
Oh.
So this, again, is really cost to value ratios that they're looking at. Now, they claim, and this again is nationally, invest in attic insulation. I guess that's something big up north.
Yeah.
Entry door replacements to steel doors if you have wood doors. Mm-hmm. Manufactured stone veneer. And again, a minor kitchen remodel. Garage door replacement and siding replacements. Mm-hmm. And the way I look at this, Steve, I can relate this to what we have here in South Florida. I'll give you an example. I have a house that totally needs to be gutted. And everybody that's coming to look at it, they're not afraid of redoing kitchens and baths, but what they don't want to get into is having to put on a new roof and impact hurricane windows.
Yeah.
Because that's not a fun cost. Nobody enjoys spending that kind of money to put those items on. They want to see.
That could be like $70,000,
$80,000. Well, it's a lot of money.
By the time.
Exactly. Back. So, Steve, if you're going to spend $80,000, and again, if you're trying to resell your house, you're really better off putting the money towards like roof and impact windows because buyers don't want to spend the money on those items.
Yeah, they, I don't want to come in with a bad roof and know that I have that big expense ahead of me.
Yeah, you want to do it on the fun stuff. You want to spend the money so you can see the results of your new bathrooms and floors and so on and so forth.
Oh, really interesting.
So, you know, that's the difference.
Okay. All right, well, let's move on. So let's talk about some mistakes that retired people make when they're getting ready to sell their real estate or to look at, you know, transitioning into a new lifestyle. Tell us about that.
Well, first mistakes, it's holding off too long to make a move. Some people will just wait too long and then it's just not a good decision. You want to be able to do it while you're able to.
Mm-hmm.
Some ideas is to actually plan way ahead. Maybe when you're in your 30s or 40s, if you're able, buy something, rent it out, so that by the time you are ready to retire, it's already paid for.
Mm.
You've got tapping into retirement funds to pay off a mortgage. Ideally, retirees should head into retirement debt-free. You don't want to carry a mortgage with you, if at all possible.
Yeah, but I think you have to be very, very careful because your retirement funds can represent your basic nest egg. And as a financial planner, I can tell you that this idea of taking a modest nest egg and taking a lot of it and putting it into a mortgage is really a huge mistake. And I'm going to take a minute and tell you why. First of all, you are burying this money. If it's now illiquid, you put it into your house. You would have to actually get a loan to kind of borrow it back out if you wanted to. Number one, if you could actually get a, you know, home equity line of credit or something like that. So you're remortgaging anyway. That's number one. Number two, you know, you need your nest egg to pay for your lifestyle. Your nest egg is going to produce a certain amount of income. Plus, you're going to be chipping away a little bit at the principal in order for you to live the life that you want to live. And if it's all buried in the house, it's inert. The money becomes inert and it's a big, you know, a big risk to you. So the bottom line is if you have the resources, you have plenty of money, you have over enough money for retirement. Yeah. Paying off your mortgage is fine, but not if you have limited resources.
That's right. And I'm dealing with this right now with an elderly couple, and I know it's a big mistake, but here's another common one: deeding the property to your children. And again, everyone needs to be talking to their financial advisor. So you may be encountering unnecessary tax bills, and you may also be missing out on that $250,000 capital gain tax exclusion.
Yeah.
If you're single, or $500,000 if you're married.
Good point. So you get the first $250,000 of gain is not taxed. And if you're a couple, it's $500,000. So you don't want to give up that tax benefit.
Right. So those are the mistakes, slip ups that can occur, and you just want to try to avoid them.
I guess the bottom line is, you know, you've got to kind of think about this long and hard before you make any decisions. You've got to have a plan. You've got to get some professional advice.
Don't delay until you're poor in health, and then you start making decisions that you would have made differently
right.
if you were better off and financially stronger than you might be later down the road.
You know, I mean, that's a good idea for lots of things in your life, not only just when you're getting older, but, you know, if you're looking to change careers, it's better to try to get a new job while you have a job. You don't really want to be in that position where you're squeezed. And now
yep.
we're saying, you know, don't delay. Do it while you're healthy. Make a good, reasonable decision so you don't have factors forced upon you. That's just smart.
And then think about where you're buying a home. I mean, think about the amenities, the transportation, the access to health care. How far are you from shopping? You got to think that maybe mm-hmm. you're going to have limited driving.
Doctor's
appointments, you know. Mm-hmm. All of that should be taken into consideration well in advance.
Good advice from Terry Story. Terry is a regular guest on Real Estate Roundup, and she can be found at terrystory.com. And don't forget that you can hear Terry once again anytime, actually, on our website, which is stevepomerantz.com. Just look for Terry Story in the Real Estate Roundup section, and you'll get to hear her commentary, or you will actually can read the transcript of our discussion. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.